This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. I mean, think about it again. Just the difference in the standings, in the mood. The win versus a loss last night. And Amari Cooper happens. Maybe it does anyway. I would think the Bills would have been no less intent on that had they lost the game. So there's still that, but game and a half up. You made it through 4 night games, all the road games, really hard competition, and came out fine. You know, injuries, they came out fine without Amari Cooper or Stephon Diggs. They really did. Like 4-2 will do.
Especially considering the injuries, the guys that they did go without through this stretch to open the season. I mean, they're still not all the way back there yet. Milano is going to be still a while, you'd expect, if at all, even. But, you know, Bernard was out, came back. Taron Johnson, thank God, just in time. Great play on the game-clinching interception last night. I mean, he's been out since the opener. You've had problems in the secondary. I've never really had much good to say about Taylor Rapp. But boy, he made a couple of plays last night. I mean, the concern that I have about him was he's right on the line of getting like a targeting penalty on either one of those hits, because that's the way the game is officiated now. We even saw some evidence of that, not on a targeting call last night, but the roughing the passer calls on both guys I thought were pretty ridiculous. You know, you go to hit someone like that in the open field, even if your head is not the principal point of contact or the player you're hitting or whatever, you're not leading with your helmet, you still run the risk of defenseless receiver on either one of those plays. But he blasted the tight end. Before that, he hit Wilson in the end zone along with Hamlin, and those were big incompletions, both of those plays. Neither of those plays are incomplete, I think, without Rapp timing it the way he did. So he did a really good job for them last night.
Yeah, the Jets are first and goal at the 3 on that one series, down 20-17, and they end up with 3 points. So if that's not the one you're talking about, I'm sorry, but that was, I believe, the score at that point, 20-17.
I believe you.
First and goal
at
the 3.
They had
Hall on the big Hall run to the 3-yard line.
Right. Oh, and Rapp made the tackle on that play, too. Joe Buck kept giving him credit for that, too, which, you know, that wasn't nothing either. You know, open field like that, coming in at the angle, a lot of guys would overrun that. He patiently just sort of waited Hall out, and he
might have been a game saver.
Yeah, could have been.
Touchdown there.
Yeah.
24-20.
Yeah.
The Bills would have had to go for it on their late short field goal, and
who knows?
I don't blame him for kicking that. I mean, 20-20, 3 minutes, take the lead, but
yeah.
Let's go to Kevin next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Sorry, I've been cheating on you with NFL radio this season, so I better get back in gear and listen to you.
But welcome back, Kevin.
I'm I'm ecstatic over this Amari Cooper trade. I was thinking about him by week one. I was thinking we need to get somebody that can that's a threat, and we can make us you know people play us a little deeper. And then last night I was missing Von Miller. I was going, oh my goodness, I never thought I'd be saying this. I miss Von Miller. Our pass rush, we did get three sacks, but I don't think for Rodgers, who will be doing a leave commercial soon, could, we should have got Adam Moore. We should have put more pressure on him. That's my last bit.
I thought they had a very, I'd say they had an uneven game in that department because they did make the sacks. Of course, they mattered. One of them resulted in a preposterous roughing the passer penalty on AJ Epenesa. And I mean, I don't even know what we're doing here anymore with that call, but everybody says that. So what we're doing here is just printing money, I guess, and looking the other way as we just continue to live with this crap. But they had, I thought, for most of the game, a tough time winning with just four. And I was sort of bracing for a more aggressive, because Rodgers has really wilted against the blitz. Teams have used his desire to get the ball out fast against him when they give even just blitz looks. And so I thought maybe the Bills would get there, and they did a little bit of that, but mostly they just tried to win with four, and I'd say it was uneven. They weren't winning regularly up there. Like, I wouldn't say Rodgers was harried. He got hit hard a couple times when he was hit, but I wouldn't say he had a real rough night in there.
He is insufferable, though, Rodgers. I mean, he really is. Right away, there was a third down play before their field goal, I think it was. He threw to Breece Hall. Remember that one?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Out to the right.
Uh-huh.
And like Hall doesn't make that catch. It was not the worst drop you've ever seen, but running back out of the backfield turns, the ball is there, and he doesn't come down with it. And Rodgers makes that face. It's one of the face draft.
Isn't that the
worst
one
face draft?
He put like his hands on his hips and bent over at the waist. They showed it afterward.
Something.
Even
he sort of turns. He's got his lips pursed and he sort of turns. And, he's not pointing to his chest. Like, this is not my fault.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Just the camera is always on him, and he's just one of those guys who can't deny himself whatever sort of satisfaction he gets from expressing that, you blew it. End of the game.
Right.
Mike Williams.
Did you hear him talking about that?
Yes. There are lots of people like this in life. Ideally, they're not people who also say the other stuff about accountability and leadership, but he does. He's also the guy who says how important it is that the team be, accountable and all this. And then he's in Egypt. And then, accountability. Well, that wasn't my fault. Even if it's right, it's still wrong.
Right. That's 100%.
And
I agree.
And just like, what do you do with people in life like that? Like, hopefully you don't have to work for them.
Yeah. Because I don't know what the hell Mike Williams was supposed to be doing on that play. Even the phrasing Rodgers used in talking to the media, red line or something like one, just the way he described it. I'm like, I've been watching football since I was since I could read, and I've never heard that phrasing used on a route or whatever. Okay, fine. Like, I'm not in the football world like these guys are. So like, everybody knows what he's talking about. I don't know. I feel like that is even like, I'm smarter than you. I'm going to use a phrasing you're not familiar with. So you got to go ask your friend. Hey, you know what that means? Because Aaron Rodgers said it. He's just such a jerk. But the bottom line on that play, I don't know. He underthrew it. Like, he had Williams running. If he wasn't running to the right place, okay. But you saw it. You said you saw it. You adjusted. And you left it woefully short. If he leads him, the Jets win the game, maybe. Like, he had nothing but grass in front of him, or turf, or whatever the hell they're playing on there. And instead, he's got to stop and try to get back, and he loses his footing, and here comes Taron Johnson. Taron Johnson has no shot at that ball if it's thrown with any kind of lead toward Williams. It's just a bad throw. But he's got to tell you, he didn't run to the red line, or whatever the hell he was supposed to be running to, that I've never heard of. Like, okay, things are going great. Here comes Devontae Adams, going to fix everything. Man, I've never been rooting. I don't know in my whole life I have ever been rooting against someone more than that guy. And like, look at you could insinuate that that's because of his politics and his conspiracy theory publicizing and all that nonsense. I'm telling you, he could be lined up with Bernie Sanders politically. And the ego and the arrogance with which he handles his relationships within that team would make me hate him. I just can't stand people like that, whether they're right, left, whatever. He's just a jerk. He thinks he is smarter than everyone else. And okay, I mean, you're smarter than me, red line route or whatever the hell you're talking about. But
he is also the leader of a team. You know, like
right.
The team is going to go as far as he takes them.
Yep.
And that position does call for, you know, some humility and some, lots of times, I'm sure, like, not to just make it about Allen, because I think this is most guys, but Allen is just not going to point the finger.
Right.
And maybe sometimes you want him to, but he's not going to do that. He's not going to embarrass anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Even when it's someone else's fault. Great players, a lot of times that would happen to them because not everybody's great. And other people make mistakes. And there you are, talking about the loss at the podium with the media. And what do most guys think to do? Hey, you know what?
I could have done a better job there.
Right. Anything else.
That's all Rodgers needed about that play was, yeah, you know, I wish I would have put it out in front of him.
Or
that's it.
He might have even had, it was 3rd and 16, but he might have even had the first down with Hall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's two plays.
Yep.
So he also had, that was wide open.
Yes, it was.
For a big gain if he did that. I mean, you can't tell him that, I'm sure, but...
No, I mean, well, and we've seen Allen do that. Allen did that last week,
yeah.
Even. Like, the ego is, I'm going to make this throw. But, okay, what are you telling me now? You didn't mention Breece Hall. I don't know. I only saw the one clip, so I might be taking some of this out of context, because maybe he elaborated to an extent, and this is all misguided on my part, but it looks like he missed an easy throw that would have been a first down, A. B., he said he had to adjust, and then he didn't make a good throw. It's like, your choices here are all bad, and you can't execute it. But it's his fault because he didn't run to the right red line spot or whatever. I don't know, man. Yeah, just eat it. You're the leader of the team. I should have thrown a better ball. That's it. But instead, I can't lie to you. I have to tell you what I really think. Even if it's going to make other people look bad. That is not leadership. That's ego.
Allen, for his part, a couple of things that I picked up on early in the broadcast. One is, I did not realize, he holds the longest active starting quarterback streak in the league. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That was his 94th, I think the number was, consecutive start, and that is the longest active streak in the league. A little also, bit of what?
It was also, I think, his 100th. Like, maybe he played six and then was, yeah, missed some time. And
that's
then,
about right.
It was, I think they said 100. Last night was his 100th start.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, those games in his rookie year or when he got hurt.
All right.
But he started these week 18, week 17 games that they didn't need and played a little bit. And that helps him to have this streak. Whereas I know Mahomes and Jackson, a couple guys like
that. Yeah.
I don't remember them. Well, Jackson's been hurt. I don't remember Mahomes being hurt, missing a game for an injury. Maybe he has, but he also has skipped
games by choice.
Last week games.
Right. Yeah.
So I didn't realize that. I also heard Joe Buck describe Josh Allen as a, quote, two-time Pro Bowler. And I guess, but it just seemed like sort of the lamest way to, like, introduce him.
Isn't Tyrod Taylor a two-time Pro Bowler or something, maybe?
Right? How many Pro Bowls did Brian Moorman go to? Like, two-time Pro Bowler doesn't really sound that great.
Mitch Trubisky's been to the Pro Bowl, probably, right? I don't know.
Here comes Josh Allen, the two-time Pro Bowler. Do you really need that for Josh Allen? I mean, I don't think you do.
No.
It almost diminishes him.
I agree.
Well, it doesn't almost. It does.
Yes.
Some guys are on the level, like a higher level than, they went to the Pro Bowl twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could do that with Eric. Like, he went to the Pro Bowl. That would be, if you're Eric Wood or somebody that went to the Pro Bowl that was not, like, super famous in the league, and you're sort of in a situation where you're describing your career, like, what were the highlights of your...
Sure.
Absolutely. Would Josh Allen be like, look, somebody doesn't know who he is, and he meets him, and like, what do you do? Imagine this happening. And he says, I play quarterback for the Bills in the NFL. Like, oh, wow, that seems good.
Yeah.
How good are you? Well, I've been to the Pro Bowl twice. Such a clunky, diminishing
I would say outdated too.
Two-time Pro Bowler. Like,
I think Pro Bowler, two-time Pro Bowler, 30 years ago sounded different than it does now. Like, back then, I never really thought about the difference between, this might be a me problem. Maybe my dad was over here going, oh, the Pro Bowl ain't nothing. You got to be all pro. But I never really knew about the difference. Right? I didn't think about it. It was just the Pro Bowl was what I knew. And, you know, all pro came out. I was aware of it, but I never thought about it being a bigger honor and that it's, you know, not both conferences, et cetera, the way All-Pro works. So saying it that way sounds like something you would have heard in 1980 and been like, Pro Bowler. He must be good.
I mean, just what a weird description of him from Joe Buck.
Before guys stopped wanting to go to the Pro Bowl, so then more guys actually became Pro Bowlers as replacements.
I mean, you don't have the Super Bowl. You don't have the MVP. I don't know what I would exactly do instead than that, but I would never. It just sounds so stupid. Like, Josh Allen is the two-time Pro Bowler. Like, we know who he is. Didn't like it.
Yep. Franchise quarterback.
One of the best. I mean, just anything sort of normal.
Anything other than
anything normal.
Pro Bowler. Yeah.
Two-time Pro Bowler. It's like, you know, you're putting a tape in for a job or something. Like, just it's bad.
Right.
Did you know there are two Monday night games this week, but only one is on, like, quote, regular TV?
I did notice there's an 8 o'clock and a 9 o'clock start. Well, that's the air
8:15
time. 8:15 and 9, I guess, is what they're doing.
Yep.
So I don't love that, but I didn't know.
So Baltimore-Tampa
is
on ESPN.
Okay.
Chargers-Cardinals is on ESPN+.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a version of the Peacock.
Boy, situation. The way I saw that last night, I thought the first game was on both. Or no, that wouldn't make it couldn't be on both. One was on ABC, one was on ESPN, like the Bills Jaguars week, because that's what they did that week.
I don't believe that's the case.
Right, I didn't know that. All right.
I think you need the subscription for Chargers Cardinals.
All right, I have that. So
You're all set.
I could do that, but you know, I don't really want to. That other game, it's starting too late for me anyways.
Nine
is late. For football. We've talked about it before. It probably happens to lots of people. I could not get last night. I mean, midnight, get in bed, it's 1:30 in the morning. I'm like opening window. I'm hot. I could not get shut down last night. Just no matter what, I just was lying there, eyes wide open. I don't even know. I wasn't thinking about things from the game or anything. Or just, I just could not shut off last night. I had a real struggle.
I don't remember what I did.
These late games, they can eat me up.
I might have watched Ship Chasing after the game. Well, usually what happens is when Monday night ends, if I don't have it out already, I'm looking at my scores, fantasy scores, right? Like, how did I do? A couple of games, maybe. People will say, well, if you have so many teams, how do you root? You get to the fourth quarter of the Monday night game, you've got a couple maybe that are like right on the edge. And so that, you don't care about this, but in the FFPC, week six was what they call all play, because you're in a 12-team league, so you have 11 opponents, but they need week 12. So 1 week, you play against everybody. Top six win, bottom six lose. You're just playing against. It's not head-to-head, which is a little bit more, I don't know. It's just different when you're following it.
Yeah,
and you're playing against one particular team.
Yeah.
Right. Breece Hall got there. Wilson got there. Of course, Ray Davis, if you happen to do that on a pivot from Cook maybe or something, that's 99 yards and five catches.
Yeah.
That'll absolutely do.
Nice night.
Top 20 yards from scrimmage game in Bills history for a rookie.
Nice.
For yards from scrimmage, 152 yards. I think that's 20th in Bills history for a rookie.
Well, we squeezed out a pretty clutch win over at Tunsil's Gas Mask last night. 1 point over Dave Buchanan, thanks to, well, missed kicks by the jet kicker and Aaron Rodgers.
He got you there.
He got me there, yep.
Did someone tweet at you the fantasy screenshot where the guy had 1 point?
I don't think I saw that, no.
Prescott, ETN, Zeke, Olave, Marv, Goddard, all of them. All the guys who got zeros. Dallas defense was like minus -7.
Oh, jeez.
And the kicker, and his total was like, on that same ESPN app that we use, 1.2 something was his total for the week.
I did not see
that. He lost 138-1. Imagine one.
Right.
In fantasy with like real guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
That's tough.
Hopefully that didn't happen to you out there. Now this is going to happen to you. Eric Wood, who was on with us earlier today talking about the game last night and the trade for Amari Cooper. If you missed that, stay tuned. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.